and direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, has disgraced himself again. He has joined Cruz and Hawley. They've done it for different people in placing a hold on the Biden nominee to oversee the January 6th prosecutions. As you know, Cruz has put a hold on any ambassador. He permitted the ambassador to Mexico to go through because there's a large Mexican population, Mexican-American in Texas, and he's not crazy, and he let that go through, and somehow he let the ambassador of the United Nations go through. But that's it. More than 50 ambassadors around the world, including ambassadors to France, the EU, NATO, they're all blocked. They're all blocked. How does one senator do it? He just raises his pinky and says, I'm putting a hold on this. How do you beat a hold? You have to hold weeks of testimony just on that one nominee. There are 56 ambassadors up. That would tie up the Senate for several years and they do nothing else. Well, then you have Josh Hawley. He's put a hold the NSA, and they both put a hold in the State Department. No national security agency people needing confirmation go through anymore. The State Department, Cruz put a hold on somebody overseeing the Middle East. The Middle East. You have a very, very, very difficult situation. You have Iran developing a nuclear weapon. You have Iran funding Hezbollah in Gaza, Hamas, attacking Israel, attacking our ally. And there's nobody overseeing it. They're doing this to try to undermine Joe Biden, even if they have to injure the United States badly. There was nobody for East Asia. East Asia, Afghanistan's in East Asia. During the evacuation, nobody overseeing that because they held it up, because the Senate has this rule. They have a high opinion of themselves. They're all lazier than hell. They don't do anything. They really don't do anything. But what they do is they are aristocrats. So any one of them, they think it's a club. They think it's an exclusive club. They call it that. They've actually called it the most exclusive club in the world. I don't want a club. This is not the House of Lords. You know, in merry old England, you have a parliament that's like our Congress, but then you have the House of Lords. The House of Lords is not elected. Guys with wigs, tight pants. And they're, you know, they're the 13th Earl of Pagoshire or something. You know what I mean? Lord Plushbottom, and in they go. And then their real concession to democracy is that prime ministers can appoint lifetime lords. So you don't get to have your kids inherit it. You don't get to have your kids inherit it. And so you go in. There's a guy that I really love from Scotland who was in the Labour Party, and they appointed him. And they said to him, this is a true story. And they said to him, his name was Fordyce, F-O-R-D-Y-C-E. That's a Scottish name. They go, okay, you need a coat of arms. So he said, all right. And he goes to the coat of arms guy, and he goes, I want a picture of Fordyce, like in Las Vegas. And he was a lord. You know, this is baloney. And yet the Senate is acting that way. These guys, some of them are crooked. Some of them would betray the United States. Some of them would injure the United States, some of them, on the Republican side I'm talking about. They would injure the United States to simply undermine a Democratic president and get their worthless hides back in there. You know, this is what's going on. Well, Ron Johnson just joined that crew. Ron Johnson says, I'm going to put a hold on the U.S. attorney for D.C., Washington, D.C. Whoever that is oversees the January 6th prosecutions, because it happened in Washington, D.C. The insurrection happened there. Johnson said, here is his explanation. He said, there was no insurrection. Therefore, we can't have somebody to oversee something that didn't occur. And until Biden admits there was no insurrection, you're not going to have a U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. You know something? There are a lot of treason cases that happen in Washington, D.C., a lot of spies. I mean, a lot of other things in New York could be largely financial. You've got to understand something. The Republican Party will deliberately injure the United States simply to undermine a Democratic president. And if you do not understand that, you do not understand what's going on out there. And, I mean, here's another example. On June 7, a bunch of senators, a very small group, five of them, wrote a letter to Merrick Garland, who had been appointed attorney general, obviously, by Joe Biden. Ron Johnson signed it, and the letter said, you didn't prosecute Black Lives Matter protesters. Why? And you know something? They weren't talking about that violence that occurred out in Portland, Oregon, or that kind of thing. They were talking about people who peacefully marched through the streets. They did it in Milwaukee. They did it in my neighborhood. They did it a block away. They marched up Oakland Avenue into Shorewood. It's a suburb of Milwaukee, just north of the city of Milwaukee. You know, they marched down Brady Street. They marched, and good. This is for the George Floyd strangling, the murder of George Floyd. And these guys, it was Ron Johnson, listened to his running dogs and fellow travelers, Mike Lee of Utah, really right wing, Ted Cruz, are you kidding? Tommy Tuberville, that's his name, Tommy Tuberville. He was the football coach at Auburn. Apparently he was a good football coach. He was involved in a financial company. His excuse when they grabbed him was that he didn't understand it, even though he owned it. His partner got in big trouble for various securities violations, financial violations. And Rick Scott, Florida, who Moscow Mitch put in charge of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee to raise money around the country. He once took the Fifth Amendment in front of a grand jury on Medicare fraud. Rick Scott, he took the Fifth. He said, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. Oh, really? And then he went on to be governor of Florida and then senator from Florida. So these are the characters, Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Tommy Tuberville, Rick Scott. June 7, letter to Garland. Don't worry about the insurrection. There wasn't one. Why don't you prosecute people who marched in Black Lives Matter protests? Not people in Portland or somewhere else where there was violence. They all got prosecuted. They should have been prosecuted. But remember the clearing of Lafayette Square so Trump could walk across Lafayette Square to a church and hold a Bible. And so, I mean, it was unbelievable. And they used gas and police against the people to clear Lafayette Square. Remember that? Shoved the camera into a cameraman's face from a TV station. And why didn't you prosecute what? Trump? Why don't you prosecute the people who got cleared out with tear gas? You know, Ron Johnson does not represent Wisconsin. I just don't mean that I disagree with him on this issue and that issue. I mean that in a very real sense, he is not Wisconsin. Wisconsin has conservatives. Wisconsin has liberals. Wisconsin has a long and storied history. And the shining light of that history politically was fighting Bob La Follette. He perked up in the late 19th century. He was DA of Dane County, ran for governor. He was a progressive Republican. What that meant back there is he stood up to the railroads who basically own the legislature. You know, nowadays you think, oh, the railroads need subsidies. Well, back then, there was a huge and deservedly profit-making enterprise. Obviously, we connected the country. It was necessary. But they had a lot of power, sort of like big companies do now. Fighting Bob, and he was a Republican. He got elected governor. He got elected to the U.S. Senate. He ran for president as an independent. Got a lot of votes. Good man. Very good man. Son went on to be governor. And the fact of the matter is, where is that nowadays? Well, it merged in the Democratic Party in an historic convention in Green Bay in 1949, where progressive Republicans and Democrats got together and they formed the modern Democratic Party. That's the progressive party. That's the kind of progressive I am. That's the kind of progressive I am, fighting Bob La Follette and those Democrats who integrated progressive Republicans. The alternative were called stalwart Republicans. That was a term they gave themselves, like, oh, well, we're real Republicans. But even they, like somebody like Warren Knowles, governor in the late 60s, or Lee Dreyfus in the early 80s, or even Tommy Thompson, they embodied Wisconsin culture. You could disagree with them on some issues, of course, but when push came to shove, you knew they would not deliberately injure the United States. At least that's a low bar, but that you could count on. You can't count on that with the Republicans now. You can't count on that with Ron Johnson or Robin Voss or LeMahieu or any of them. You certainly can't count on it with Trump or Moscow Mitch or any of the people in the Republican coalition. It's not the Republican Party anymore. So there you have it. Ron Johnson putting a hold on somebody who is appointed to oversee the January 6th insurrection, because he says there was no insurrection until Biden admits that, that ain't going to be filled. So now we have more than 50 ambassadors not filled, our National Security Agency not filled, our State Department not filled, and increasingly prosecutors not filled, because they have found a way to run the government from the minority. Just like Voss, through gerrymandering and through lame duck legislation, they found, and a Republican Supreme Court, have found a way to run the state, when, despite the fact they lose elections, And what's even worse, with a lot of the voting restrictions going into effect, they're nailing us on the way in and the way out. On the way in, there's going to be reduced absentee voting, people thrown off the rolls, not enough, or maybe any drop boxes, all sorts of challenges and impediments. And then if somehow a Democrat sneaks in, on the tail end, the legislature will count the votes, not the Secretary of State, not an election commission. That hasn't happened quite yet in Wisconsin. It's happening in Texas. It's going to happen in Arizona. Something's got to be done. You've got to be alert and awake. I know you are. Here's some information for you to chew on. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.